We now welcome on to the call the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How's everybody today?
Everybody is well. A wild game at your place. Unfortunately, come up a little short, 52-49. As you've gone back and looked at that tape, just give me your impressions on the game.
Well, I think you said it correctly. It was a wild game. It was a very explosive offensive show on the part of both teams. There was a lot of yardage, a lot of points scored, and it really came down to probably one of those games that whoever really had the ball last with time was going to go down and score. I was very pleased with the way our offense kind of came to be on that day. We had several new guys step up. You know, Jaden Sheridan had an outstanding day as a running back, just under 300 yards rushing. Had just an outstanding performance by him, and it was good to see him get going. Owen Wright's another one of our running backs who, you know, we use both of those guys to complement Juwan Fahey. But Owen had a very explosive day as well, and he has a nose for the end zone, so we're really excited about that. And I really got to say that, you know, the offensive line really took a major step forward from where we were in the opener just over a week ago. You know, that was the first time that that unit had played together when we opened the season at New Hampshire. And last week or the other day, you could really see that they're starting to gel and really get used to playing with one another in game type situations. And I think that was evident by the way that they not only protected our quarterback, but also the way they were able to open some run lanes. And then we saw some newer receivers kind of come on the scene. You know, Andre Tucker had a really good day with some terrific catches, as did Asante Kearney. So both guys, you know, maybe unheralded in the past, but both brought some very explosive plays to our offense. You know, and on the defensive side, I think, you know, defensively, we're still kind of finding our way. We're still trying to develop and learn what our identity is. You know, last week in our opener, we did a fair job on that side of the ball. And I think maybe some of the mistakes that we made in that game were exposed now that those mistakes are on video and people have a chance to game plan against them. So, you know, that's an area where we have to shore up. And special teams, very happy with, Mekhi Green coming on the scene and giving us kind of a shot in the arm as a kick returner. He's got elite speed, and I think he showed that on Saturday.
You've been doing this for a while. Have you ever been involved in a game where both teams were over 700 yards of offense? And if so, like when you get involved in that, you touched on it, does it change the way you're coaching the game when you realize all of a sudden we're in for a shootout today?
Well, it does change the way you have to coach in games like that. You know, you have to be very aggressive. You can't afford to be conservative. You know that both teams are going up and down the field. You've got to try to get the ball back and give it to your offense because that's the side of the ball that's, you know, really being productive on that day. But to answer your first question, no. In 46 years, I've never been in a game that was quite like that.
Question for you this morning from Steve Adelson. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Good, Steve.
I wanted to go just maybe a little deeper on Jaden Sheridan because it was such a kind of an eye-popping performance. Do you remember the first time you saw him or were aware of him or who recruited him? How did that all come about?
Well, you know, Jaden is from Connecticut, and obviously we saw him in high school and thought that he just had a knack for making the big play. He had a lot of explosive plays as a high school player. We thought he was somebody that could come in and give us at the time what Pete Guerrero was giving us as a running back. You know, Pete had that explosive ability to really take it all the way to the end zone on any given play. He demonstrated that countless times. And that's kind of who Jaden reminded us of when we were recruiting him. But Steve, if you remember, we saw glimpses of that last year. I think it was in the North Alabama game. He had a 75 or 80 yard touchdown run, and he showed that he has the patience to kind of wait for an opening. But once he gets it, he has that acceleration, which then transcends into elite speed once he gets going.
You know, his numbers in high school are equally as eye popping when you look at him. Was it simply a case of his size? I mean, he is a little bit undersized for a running back.
I guess it depends what you're looking for in a running back. I mean, you know, I guess today everybody wants that, you know, that 6 foot, 220 pound back that runs a 4.3, but those guys are pretty hard to find. You know, he is undersized in that regard. But he's very durable. And the thing about Jaden is he's really become a lot stronger since he's been in our program. In high school, he wasn't really as developed in terms of the weight training, the upper body, lower body strength. And that's an area where he's improved significantly since he's been with us.
And just one more for me. Did you know his dad, or did anyone from the program know his dad, who was a coach in Connecticut as well?
We were aware of his dad, yes. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. All right, terrific. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, when you're mentioning the offensive line coming together and gelling, obviously that's a fantastic game they had on Saturday. How much are you able to kind of coach up that familiarity and where they need to be? And how much of it is that they just need to get the in-game reps to kind of establish that chemistry?
Well, I think a lot of it is what you said second. It's getting those in-game reps. It's actually playing together in games. That's where the communication becomes refined. You know, they can work on those things in practice, but really playing with a guy to your right, to your left, that's so important. And you know, we've got four first-time players in our offensive line, not young guys, but first-time players. And maybe it took a week or so for them to get just used to being on the field with each other. You know, now I think we've got seven guys, maybe eight guys who rotate in. That it's really a seamless rotation, and any one of them can play at any time. So we're happy with the development there.
Kevin, maybe a little bit lost in the big day that Jaden had. You did also throw for 323, and Asante Kearney was a guy, five catches for career high, 121 yards. I know he's the senior, but maybe hasn't had a game like that. Maybe just talk about his day.
Well, you know, it was good to see Asante, you know, have that a productive day that he had. You know, in previous years, we've had maybe other receivers here who have kind of garnered the bulk of the attention, guys like Lonnie Moore, Terrence Green, most recently. And Asante's always been in that group. He's always been in that rotation, but he's really never had a day like he did on Saturday, you know, where he became, in a lot of ways, a focal point of what we were doing. He made some terrific catches, some contested catches, and he was able to have big runs after some of those catches as well. So it's we always thought that Asante had that capability of being that type of player, and it was good to see him do that on a Saturday.
Got a question from Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Mike.
What are you seeing out of Georgetown on tape, and what do you expect out of the Hoyas on Saturday?
Well, you know, Georgetown, they're 1-1 right now, Mike. They've, you know, they've won the first game handily against Marist, and then had a very close game this past weekend against Lehigh. It was a game that they were actually driving for the winning score at the end of the game and just weren't able to get it in. You know, I think that they have good balance on offense. They've, in the first two games, they've run the ball very well. The quarterback is a guy that can really distribute the ball to a lot of different targets, whether it's receivers, tight ends, or running backs. I'm impressed with the way they play on defense, especially their front seven on defense. They do a good job. They in a lot of ways, they keep themselves in the game, and they're very difficult to score points on and move the ball against.
Thanks, Coach.
Kevin, you touched on the fact that there were some things that you felt that Fordham was able to expose, maybe that they saw in the New Hampshire game defensively. As you head into this one, obviously your defense can't be happy with what happened Saturday. Are there one or two things that you're focusing on this week to try to get them back where you'd like to have them?
Yeah, I mean, I guess with any good defense, you have to tackle extremely well. And as a coaching staff, we don't feel that we have tackled well in either of our first two games. You know, there have been instances where we've seen improvement, but not wholesale across the board. That's definitely something we have to do a better job with. And we have to be tighter in our coverage and our communication on the back end. We had some communication breakdowns on the back end. And anytime you do that in your defensive secondary, you're looking for trouble.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much as always for the time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Georgetown, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.